Vikings game plan is excited to provide some 3M tape of the adversary. Today, the Houston Texans with Pete Bursich, analyst for the Vikings Radio Network. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what you are about to see with several of these clips, full-blown anxiety attacks by Texans quarterback Brock Osweiler. What leads to them?
Well, I think whenever he gets pressured, he has a problem. He flails the ball. There's a lot of good things that happen when you get pressure on him. The main thing is that he narrows his focus and likes to go to DeAndre Hopkins.
His main man is DeAndre Hopkins. We begin with a touchdown, then the anxiety attacks ensue.
One of the things that you're going to see is you see DeAndre Hopkins on the outside. They're going to match him up with Fuller. They're going to match him up with some other people. But this is the reason why he is so good at what he does. It's just a little stick move and then to the corner. And if you notice, again, with these quarterbacks, there's nobody around them. A real nice pocket for Osweiler. No pressure. When there's no pressure on the quarterback, they're able to do these things. And this is just a tremendous throw and a tremendous catch. Not a whole lot you can do defensively on that. That is one of the things. That's how dangerous they are. Now we're going to get to take a peek
at the anxiety attacks.
Exactly. The Tennessee Titans do a really nice job of bringing pressure, and they're going to do it in a kind of a unique way where they're going to bring a guy inside and then bring a cross dog, forcing the back to step up and protect. And then Osweiler is going to, as you say, start breathing. They bring a guy in. They bring the cross dog. Osweiler sees it.
Whoa.
Now watch as soon as he starts freaking out, but watch him and watch the football. Watch his right arm. Quarterbacks are taught to put that ball up high to keep it from being sacked or from being stripped. This football is out there. So the D-lineman room, they're watching this film, and they're going, oh, man, we just got to tomahawk this ball, get it on the ground. But, again, he gets the tunnel vision. He sees his guy down there.
Whoa.
A little high, a little errant on the pass. So he's not as accurate on the hoof, thrown across his body, a little bit behind him.
Yeah.
And the corner from Tennessee makes an outstanding play.
Of DeAndre Hopkins, make that of Brock Osweiler, 6 interceptions this year. 5 have been in the direction of DeAndre Hopkins, where clearly he's trying to force it.
Exactly right, Paul. Here's another situation. Now, remember with Dante Culpepper, when Dante would always point, and you could see Osweiler, he's pointing outside, right? Right there. He's pointing at this guy and that guy. And what that means is if they blitz, then this guy, the receiver, technically blocks them with the hot route. But Tennessee's smart. They know that. They know the protections. So this DB knows exactly what's coming, the hitch, so he'll just backpedal and jump the hitch. So then Osweiler is forced to throw, as you see, the free blitzer.
Yep.
So they're throwing hot, up high, tries to force another one, a little underthrown. But again, pressure, a guy in his face. Whenever you can get this, see how he just doesn't quite follow through the right way and he moves those feet? Ball's a little bit underthrown. It's an interception. So you don't have to sack Osweiler to get him to misthrow the football or to get him to throw not where you want it to go. So one of the things that they also do, they run the ball. They have the 4th most rushing attempts in the league. So they're going to try to run this football whenever they can. But what do they do off of it? Play
That's
action.
Right.
So this is a difficult spot in the red zone here.
That's Will Fuller.
Will Fuller on the inside. Nice little move. He's had a very, very good rookie year. He's selling that crossing route and then just, boom, bolts it up. Catch, throw. Easy touchdown.
So nice burst.
They will run the ball to set up the pass, and they do quite a bit. So let's take a look at the Romeo Crennel defense and what he likes to do. Again, this is the Bill Belichick thing. This is mirage in reality.
Ah, with J.J. Watt, those out for the year.
Exactly right. But here it looks like they have 7 guys all here on the line of scrimmage, all 7 of these guys ready to go. That's what it looks like, right?
Yep.
But in reality, you're getting a 4-man rush, and they're playing cover 2 behind it. So basically, this is not a blitz. It looks like a blitz, but it's not. But one thing they don't do is in cover 2, you normally have to have someone covering the deep middle, and in this case, they don't. So you'll see the tight end comes wide open right here. So when you blitz, you're gambling a little bit, but they got to him.
Yep.
The offensive line from the Bears, they panic a little bit. What they got is they got the safety blitzing on the running back, he beats him. You get the underneath stunt. Cutler can't get the ball off, and it's a sack. So reality is it's still a 4-man rush. And you can see, how about that? Cutler got upset. But it's still a 4-man rush. It's nothing really out of this world or crazy, but still, they can trick you. Again, this look from Romeo Crennel. You have a bunch of guys up on the line of scrimmage. We've seen this. The linebackers walked up in the A-gap. Well, Kansas City says, all right, you're going to blitz us. We're going to check to a different protection. Then they say, well, you know what? We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys in. But it's third down and about nine, so they're dropping. They're playing four under four deep. They're playing like just an umbrella coverage. Mm. All they're going to give them are these check downs, rally up, make the tackle. Quarterback's confused.
That's where
J.J. Watt comes into play. And a big part of what they're doing here is making sure that J.J. Watt is one-on-one with the tackle. And
he does
a pretty good job. He's very, very difficult to stop. So that being said, offensively for the offensive line, know your rules. Don't worry about all the smoke and mirrors. You're going to get pretty basic coverages. You're going to get one blitz or one blitz there. Defensively, you got to get after Osweiler. You got to get him into panic mode. And then you got to cover down on DeAndre Hopkins.